This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Frog came home from school singing this.
He's dead? Wow.
What is it about zipping?
Oh, no, because I'm just getting blown up about what I said about it. I just want to give everybody, because people are, I don't want to have to text everybody. And sorry, but, you know, but everybody's asking me where I get mine. I get mine at Revive MD. But I want to tell you a couple of little hints about Ozempic and how maybe you can like skirt the system. It's very expensive. I'm not going to lie. It's very expensive, right? But there are some Groupon places that have Groupons for it. But please really do your research on that, because some of them are shady and I don't know what's in the compounds. But do your complete research on these places. Look at the reviews. Make sure they're legit. The other thing is my friend, he's a guy, and he was just diagnosed with diabetes, a heart murmur, high blood pressure, you know, like all this crap. Wow. And he's so pissed off. And so what his doctor did and said, you know what, it's going to be, because he's overweight, he said, it's going to be much better for you and much cheaper in the long run if we just get you on Ozempic now. And then you won't have to pay for diabetic medicine later because we'll get your weight down. And so his doctor actually prescribed it.
So it's insurance.
So the insurance paid for it. So if you find a doctor that'll work with you, if you feel like that, you know, that it's affecting your health all the way around, you can find a doctor that will work with you and write it up for
cool.
you. Yeah. So just some hints.
And it's been helping a lot of people.
Oh,
especially
so
with
many.
Diabetes that are diabetic, and then all of a sudden they're not diabetic.
They're not taking insulin anymore. Yeah. So it is
all right.
A miracle.
I want to go from Ozempic to Botox.
Okay.
Because BJ and Jamie are your injection connection.
Whoa. Did you run out of air?
Yeah, I did.
Man, I thought so.
I got overly excited.
Yeah,
on that
you
one.
Sure did.
All right, listen. There's a lady. I guess she invented Botox. I assume Botox was invented like 200 years ago. I have no idea. All right, Botox.
What's botulism?
She invented it, and she posted herself online, and she said, "Look at me. I have no wrinkles, and I invented Botox."
She looks fabulous,
she's
by the way.
She's 76 years old.
She looks
this lady
amazing.
Is pushing 80. 80?
She looks really... So, I like that she's posted this, because the fear has been, because we didn't know a lot about Botox, is if you're not using these muscles, because it paralyzes your muscles, right? So, if you're not using those muscles, the thing was that everybody scared me is like, someday your face will just fall off the muscle.
Yeah, you'll have like atrophy.
Yeah, because you're not using it. Right, just like when, you know, you're laying in a hospital bed.
Yeah. But don't you think the older she gets, the more bizarre she's going to look? Because when you're 80, you're expected to look near 80, okay? And when you look like you're, you know, in your 20s and you're 90.
Yeah, but she's
it
not.
It comes
like
off a little weird looking to me.
Fantastic.
No. I'm saying
she doesn't look like the cat lady or anything.
Yeah, it's not like these people that have like plastic surgery.
But
I would say Botox looks.
She
way
just
better.
She just looks like she's lived a healthy lifestyle, like no smoking, no drinking, all that stuff, and you know.
Who is that big entertainer out in Vegas? What was his name? The guy that's like 100 years old. And his
Wayne
skin
Newton.
Is so
yeah, Wayne
tight.
Newton, yes.
Yeah, but he's had a lot of work done.
I mean, that guy, his skin is so, he looks weird.
But he's had plastic surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the difference. She
and
looks,
it doesn't even move.
No, but she looks natural.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
She's got her picture out there. We're going to put it on Facebook. She looks really good.
She
for
does.
76
yeah,
years
she
old.
Looks amazing.
And she's used Botox all around. She invented it.
And that's another one. Oh, I want to tell you guys this one too. If you can't afford Botox, I got all the insurance scams for you. So the other thing is if you go in and tell your doctor that you have migraine headaches that are like, you know, just taking you down, they'll prescribe Botox for your forehead.
No kidding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you know all the secrets.
I know.
Actually, my buddy gets Botox injections into his
armpit for sweating.
Yes.
Yeah. Our old producer used to get his armpits injected.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, because it's an actual medical condition.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I got all, listen, and if you guys need a new car, put some peaches in it, right, and a bear will destroy it.
And you too could do all these medical shortcuts too. If you'll just marry a doctor one day,
right?
Or date a few. Date
a few. Whatever it takes. Yeah.
Jamie knows from podiatrist.
I don't know, not podiatrist.
Oh, what was it?
Orthopedic surgeon.
Orthopedic surgeon. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Give him all his credit for how long he went to school.
Colonoscopies. She knows it all.
Oh yeah, I do those for free.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to turn cold. Well, cool. Very cool. Freeze warning for tomorrow night. Maybe a little moisture in the air. Nobody knows for sure. But some people will get some spitting of snow. That'll be weird to see, right?
We need some moisture bad.
I mean, after 82 degrees yesterday?
I almost brought out the humidifier.
You did?
Yeah, because I'm getting shocked again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my skin is going to like just fall off it. It's so dry.
So dry.
Ugh.
Yeah, we need it. We really do. All right. I got something I want to share with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it because my wife is at work, okay?
Okay. Oh.
But I'm on to her reindeer games for Christmas.
Okay.
Right? I'm on to these reindeer games that wives like to play with their husbands, thinking we're so stupid, okay?
All right.
So,
quite the setup, BJ.
Over the week.
I feel like there's some anger.
I know.
Well, wait till you hear.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I go into my T-Mobile account. We love T-Mobile. Jamie endorses T-Mobile. We love them.
Right.
I go in because one of my kids asked about an extra line for a laptop or iPad or something. Okay. But I did notice in my basket on the T-Mobile account is the brand new iPhone 16 Pro.
Oh,
yeah. Now, as you know, my wife is very irritated with me because my phone, you can only answer on the speaker.
Which is crazy.
So she doesn't like having her conversations when she calls me for everyone to know.
Well, it's uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, like we don't need to hear the conversation either.
Right. Especially when they're arguing. It's all on speaker.
Gotcha. All right. But now that that's in my basket, I know who put it there. My wife did. And she's going to get the iPhone 16 Pro for Christmas for Beach. All right.
No, you're getting her old one.
Yeah. She's getting it for herself.
No, I got this figured out, Jimmy. Hang on. You're jumping the gun on me.
That's usually how it goes.
No, I'm going to get the 16 Pro, but guess whose name on the account and who's paying for the 16 Pro?
Hold on.
I think it's going to get even worse than that. I think she's getting the 16 Pro, you're getting her old phone, and you're still paying for it.
No. Nobody gives you the old phone for Christmas. I'm going to get the 16 Pro. But I do know for a fact that it's not going to be paid for in full. Okay? So what she's going to do is she probably will get the whatever deal they're throwing out there right now for you to sign up for this. She's probably reaping that as a little bonus to her. But yes, I'm going to be making monthly payments on the 16 Pro. Yeah. But that's going to be my Christmas present. Is that a bunch? That's a sham.
Well, it is for you because she actually works. I do feel bad for stay-at-home moms because they feel like my girlfriend's a stay-at-home mom. And she has so much guilt when it comes to buying him a gift because he's going to be paying for it. Because she's a stay-at-home mom. And she's like, oh, my God, it's just awful at Christmas because I want to get him something nice, but it's his own money.
Yeah. I could see how that would be a thing.
So that's kind of a... But
that's not my wife.
No, I just said that. I said,
yeah, no.
I feel that's who I feel sorry for. Yeah. But your situation, she's just a scam artist.
No. It's about how making you feel good that you got this great gift for Christmas, but then screw you at the same time.
Yeah.
It's all about that. Put the old right to you, man.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Well, because Carson did that to his wife. Remember? He did the whole, let's go to a bunch of different hockey games for Christmas.
You're right. You did this, Carson.
Bree does not want to go to hockey games in Arizona and LA.
Carson, you're just like
a
wife.
Arizona's one of her favorite places to go.
Yeah, okay, but not to see a hockey game.
You're exactly right. He pulled the same little trick. But I'm on to her shenanigans, man. I see it over the weekend, and I would have never seen it. I would have never seen it because I don't look at the T-Mobile account and I don't look at the payment each month. I just know that it's X amount of dollars and blah, blah, blah. And I would have never caught it probably. So I'll get the phone and not just assume that she paid for it.
You know, you're giving me a little bit of PTSD about this phone situation. So my son's dad and I went in on a new iPhone for my kid about, I think he was like 15, something like that. And we agreed that we would split it, right?
Yeah.
And at that Christmas, he was with his dad. He's like, oh my God, dad got me a new iPhone. Oh my God. Really? Because I paid $500 for that sucker.
He got all the credit.
Yes, all the credit. He never even told my kid I put in $500 or something.
No, it was all me, son.
Now, from a guy's perspective, that's okay. I don't have a problem with that story, okay? No.
I'm so mad.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Again, it's going to get very, very cool. In fact, downright cold. Freeze warning for tomorrow night. Snow, possibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, I know you've mentioned here before on the air that one day that you possibly would run for governor, remember?
I want to be a congressperson.
Congress?
Yeah,
Congress. Not governor?
No, Congress, I think you make more money. Like, all those people become millionaires.
All right, I got a stance that you could take that's going to win it for you. This is a platform that is a home run. You will win the election if you just get involved and adapt this, okay?
Okay, is it like taking money on the backside from the Chinese or something?
No, but go ahead and do that.
Okay, I just feel like as a congressperson, you get more opportunities to make crooked money.
Yeah, you need to run on making the last Saturday in October Halloween, no longer the 31st.
I like it.
Put it on a Saturday.
Dude.
I'm sick and tired of middle of the week. Halloween on a Tuesday.
So are
blows.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Halloween on a Wednesday blows. Thursday, not so bad.
Why
Friday,
can't we do
not
that?
Not so bad. Saturday, last Saturday of the month.
You could be my campaign manager.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I'm telling you, this is a home run. Everybody out there wants it. I don't know anybody that wants it to stay on October 31st. You could go with the last Saturday of October, and boom, you got it.
And then I'll say, we'll pay off all student debt. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work this time around.
Schmidl was just telling us that. The reason why I thought of that is because Schmidl said that he just got a credit call from the people that loaned him money for college.
Yeah, he still hasn't started paying his student loans back. So
that's why that was on top of mind. I apologize.
But no, think about it. Think about it. We do it with Labor Day. We move it. It never stays on the same date. It seems on the first Monday of September,
I do like this.
We do it with Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We do it with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's not one particular day. Yes, it is. It's on a Thursday. We know that. But it's always the last Thursday of November. It's never a specific number.
Do you have any idea of the history of why it's always the 31st? Because I don't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
have
don't
no
either.
Idea. I have no idea. But they have flirted, and they continue to do it every year. Right now is when they do it. Right now they bring up, we want to look into moving it on the last Saturday of October. But ever gets
was
done.
Was it Powerball Pete that was talking about?
Kind of like
Bosco.
No, I was just doing whatever voice came to mind.
Sorry, because that seemed like you were talking
to Pete. This is a very serious issue. I don't feel like you're taking it seriously.
I am. I'm just having a conversation with you, and you sound like Powerball Pete.
We need to move that to the next Saturday.
By the way, Powerball Pete.
Yeah.
He loves candy. You can look at him and tell.
Wow.
He loves candy.
Okay, did you see?
He's eating a lot of candy.
Did you see his refrigerator?
No.
It is hilarious. He has his Ozempic shots in the side, along with pounds of candy around him.
No way.
That's why you take the shot, so you can eat candy, right?
But anyway, going back to this. Okay, it says Halloween is celebrated on October 31st because it is the night before All Saints Day, a Christian holiday that honors saints and the martyrs. Is that it? Oh, that's it. Okay.
Saints and martyrs, we dress up like devils.
So before All Saints Day, they had a day that was called Samhain, and it was a Celtic festival, and it celebrated, it was like the Night of the Dead, the ghosts are supposed to return.
Yeah,
and stuff
it's a
like
demon
that.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the day before Saint.
This seems movable.
Yeah, I think it's moving.
I feel like we can too.
Nobody's locked into that. Look, it just makes sense. You got the little kiddos. They got school the next day. Saturday makes all the sense in the world. If you don't have kids, you're adults, you want to party a Saturday night. Perfect time to party. Because honestly, a party last Saturday, yeah, it was Halloween before, but it wasn't really close to Halloween. It was 6 days away. Not the same.
Yeah, people always celebrate the hot, like if it's on a Thursday, they always celebrate the weekend prior to.
But here's the only problem. Next year it's going to be on a February, so this is probably a bad time to bring it up.
On a February?
I mean, February, Friday. It's on a Friday. Next year. So this is probably...
Yeah, but I mean, Friday's okay, but it's Saturday.
Yeah, but Friday's still great.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, like, we might want to wait until it's a Monday again before we bring this up.
It won't matter. It comes up every year. It comes
He's getting up all
every
serious
single
about this.
Year. It is serious.
Adamant man. No, Jamie, you don't get it.
Well, the never mind.
I get it.
Never mind. You're not getting it, Jamie.
What part am I not
the
getting?
The thing needs to be moved. Come on.
Oh, God. It's really simple.
I can't believe this. Not a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, too sweet, sweet, sweet. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A couple of days here before Halloween. Are you prepared? Do you? Oh, you're going out.
I'm going out of town. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. So no trick-or-treaters for me.
Yeah, yeah. Do you turn the lights off?
Yeah. Well, I have a house sitter coming.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I asked him if he could, you know, hand it. He's like, I'm really not into that.
You're just not going to do anything?
He's like, why? I'm not going to, like, he's like, I'm the house sitter. I'm not like your trick or treat bitch.
You know, I'll tell you this. If it's me and I'm sitting inside my house, let's say, and I'm the only one at home, like this person would be, right? And I got the lights all dimmed out, but I'm watching maybe a football game or something like that. And I keep hearing ding dong, ding dong.
And little kids laughing and giggling.
Little kids laughing. I feel like a real schlep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I got to hide from these little kids.
I feel like he is a little bit of a
monsters.
This person is a little bit of a schlep.
I don't have any candy, so I got to hide from these little monsters.
Well, I said, I'll buy all the candy and everything. And he's like, oh, my God, really?
I would like to see all their costumes and stuff.
He's just, cool. I mean, he's just that, like, he'll just be a single guy in my house handing out candy. And they'll be like, who are you?
Yeah. Well, that is true.
Sounds like you hired me.
It does, right? He's like, oh, come on.
I would, though. I'd feel a little bit guilty.
Well, you've done it before. Remember you said one year you turned out all the lights because you guys ran out, I think?
Yeah, we ran out of candy.
Yeah.
And I think it felt guilty
you
then.
You did.
But I would if I heard the little kids and that doorbell ringing, dogs barking, you know. And
but I get it. It's not his neighborhood. He doesn't know anybody. You know, it's like, it's fine.
It's children.
I understand. But
90% that come to my door, I don't know.
But it wasn't, you know, when I said, hey, do you mind a house set because I'm going to California? And he's like, oh, yeah, no problem at all. But then I tried to throw in, and can you be the trick-or-treater guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It could keep the Jamie White tradition going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with large candy bars and all that.
I'm not going to fight with him about it.
Yeah, not worth it, I guess. Nope. If he's not into it, he just, alienate the kids.
Right.
Don't
no, I already
don't
put in my
that.
Neighbor. I already put in my neighborhood Facebook page that I wouldn't be open for business.
So they know not to go there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: you live in a neighborhood, and I do kind of, but not probably like yours or Carson's. Do you get the drifters? The people that come from out of the neighborhood
because
they know your neighborhood's going to be a little bit better when it comes to
the
candy quality.
Well, we were actually the drifters. Because,
you were?
Yeah, because our houses are kind of like it's a little bit further apart, some sections. And so what we did is we went to Taya's neighborhood every year because those houses were like house.
Like mine.
Yeah. And so I put my kid in a wagon and everybody was in their driveways with fire pits and stuff. Yep. So that was a better neighborhood.
Yeah. It's always good to look out there and see what side of town's the best, okay? And I'm talking about your own neighborhood. I'm not necessarily talking about town from town to town. But in your own neighborhood, you've got certain places in the neighborhood a little bit more upscale than the other parts, okay? Hit the big ones. Hit the good ones.
Well, I see it's a fine line because, you can go to Cherry Hills and get one candy bar, but you have to drive between each house because they're all estates. Or you can go to the like super duper suburbs where you're like, can't get.
Quantity is more.
Jamie, mine sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. House to house. We do our neighborhood and it's very low quality. But the good news is that Frog's so young, he doesn't notice it yet.
Yeah.
But when you're handing out those little bitty packets of Twizzlers.
Or the dots.
Yeah. That crap. We get bubble gum. A piece of bubble gum.
Really?
Come on, step it up, folks. Right?
Yeah.
Our neighborhood's the worst. You know when you go into the store and you buy that big bag of candies, like 1,000 pieces for $4?
And it's that generic weird stuff?
Yeah.
It's dots.
The off-brand.
That's us. Yeah. That's us. That's our neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Go take your kid to Cherry Hills.
Well, as he gets older, next year we'll probably have to step it up a little bit. Yeah. We'll probably have to hit Red Rocks or something.
Oh, you know? Those houses are nice.
Yeah, we'll have to go big.
Yeah. But you will have to drive between those.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a fine line. Yeah.
Well, up there you could rent a golf cart.
That's right.
That's my house, right?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.